Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Welcome back to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. We are live once again, and I am most definitely happy to be with you all. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to talk about prenuptial agreements and monthly allowances. Estoy hablando de subsidios mensuales y acuerdos prenupciales. Now, and to the men most specifically, especially with the prenup, I want to clear that up first and about intention. ¿Cuál es su intención? When the prenup is introduced in conversation, if you're about to move forward into a committed relationship, meaning a live-in type situation with a woman, or if it's going to go towards a legal marriage. What is your intention? And I'm going to give a little bit of my take on it, and you can see if what I am stating you're in agreement with or you're in disagreement with. Am I not hitting the mark? Am I hitting the mark? It's most definitely going to be different for all of you, but see, let's see where the topic in the conversation goes like that. So is with the prenup, is the intention, because it could be, I'm not that type of person that says, well, if they're introducing a prenup, it means that they are anticipating that the relationship will end. I don't go into that to try to defend against not signing the prenup. I don't look at it that way because I'm mature enough to know that relationships do end like that. So, and they end whether prenup is there or not. And I am a person, a woman that is most definitely in alignment with protecting what one has already created, manifested, meaning wealth, before they met that partner. And they want to protect that. Because I also look at it, and me and you all can state whether you think I'm incorrect or I'm not correct. I also look at it as maybe that person that is wanting, because a woman could also want a prenup sign, but it's usually men. Because men usually have overall created more wealth and more to protect. Now, and it's not about, well, if the prenup is bought up, it's about the man is anticipating the, and I'm speaking of men specifically with the prenuptial agreement and introducing that into as a topic of discussion before moving forward or as you're moving forward. Now, it would be, I'm not into that. Well, it means that he anticipates it. And I don't look at it like that. Okay. I look at it as people have worked hard through their own energy effort, a good portion of their life, and they have something worthy of protecting like that. Now, and people are also responsible enough that know that relationships end. People grow apart. The relationship ends like that. People are also intelligent enough to know in this day and age, the United States specifically, women do marry men for money. So all of that mature stuff is laid out there on the table and recognized like that. So is where, okay. And also I look at it as the man could already have children and that after if the marriage does last, because a prenup isn't all about, well, what happens if we end a relationship, what you do or don't get, you shouldn't feel entitled to anything, especially anything that was already worked for before you came. Like if the man is already wealthy before he even met you, it's not about he started off with nothing and it's about after the ending of that relationship. But if it ends, he's accumulated during the time period of that relationship, then you may or may not be entitled then, but it will be up to debate. Now, it will be up for debate. If you came in and a man is already wealthy, this is my opinion, you shouldn't feel entitled to anything at the end of that relationship. Sometimes I feel that what you bought into that relationship is what you should be leaving with. Like that. and what you two did together in that relationship, but together, not what was already there before you stepped foot into it. What you two did together, it will be up to discussion of who, what belongs to who, and how it's going to be settled. Like that. That's my... that's my opinion. Because also taking into consideration, the man could already have children, that if the relationship does last between you and he may have children that he wants to make sure that his children are taken care of. Or he wants to make sure that his wishes are accomplished or complied with. Okay. So it could be those types of things. Also, the prenup can also protect the woman if the relationship lasts and after his death. It protects her because everybody knows what is and what isn't going to happen, just like a will protects everybody. A lot of people have the mentality of not even wanting a will, because the mentality is, well, why do you want me thinking about a will? Are you thinking about me dying? Like that. Just like if the man introduced a prenup, why you want a prenup? Are you thinking the relationship is going to end? It's like that type of ignorance in thinking. No, wills and prenups are to protect the interests of the person that has accumulated something before they set eyes on the person that they're having a starting relationship with. And it also protects that person that has signed the prenup and everybody else that is a part of that man's life, if that relationship lasts and after he dies, just like a will does. It's covering all bases, all possibilities before that relationship has gotten into. Because I think that intelligent people go, their mentality goes above and beyond the, well, if a relationship starts, that means it's going to last forever. That means that sane people don't think like that. People that are intelligent knows that anything is possible. And responsible people know how to protect what is theirs, like that. So, men, based on what I stated, is that your thoughts about a prenup? Or am I not hitting the mark? Because that's the way that I see it. And I also feel that if a man is bringing up prenup or talking about that with you, you should be humbled. The woman should be humbled in that situation, because she's not in a position to make demands about anybody else's money or anybody else's wealth or anything anybody has accumulated before he set eyes on her. So you kind of can't be demanding. It's kind of a humble situation because you're in a position of, that's the position you're in. I cannot see myself saying, no, I'm not going to sign a prenup. How can you ask me to sign that? You must be thinking the relationship is going to end. I want that money. I feel that if I get in a relationship with you, I'm entitled to what you have before you've accumulated before we get together. I cannot see myself in that position. If he brought up that to me, I would be humbled and quiet in that conversation, listen to what he has to say, and state in my opinion about it. And I would most definitely be negotiating. I would want to know, if I'm going to marry him, I would want to know after his death what is going to happen then. I would want to know that everybody else knows that is listed in his will, knows what's going to happen, because I don't want to have any problems after he's left earth if the relationship lasts and he's the one that passes away first, which could not always be the case either. But still, I would be happy that he's taking it amongst himself and he's responsible enough to think the long term. That's my approach. So, men, what do you all think? Now, and also I would have no problem signing a prenup. Especially if I love the person, that's not going to make me not. Yeah, I would sign it. It's about what you already have. How can I object that you wanted to protect that? I think you're intelligent. Like that, if a man would introduce that to me. Now, with the subsidios, Ms. Wallace, the monthly allowance when you're married and you're those men of you that are already wealthy and or women and you're married to wealthy men. And let's talk about monthly allowance, because usually in this day and age, women still work. Even I know that if I were to marry a wealthy man, that I would still work, because my moon is in Capricorn. Those of you that are into astrology, I have to have my own. I like the fulfillment of work, and I like the fulfillment of making a name for myself. I like the thought of the legacy that I'll leave, and I like to have my own money to do what I want to do with it, like that. So, and I like that. That brings me a lot of confidence, being able to work, being able to produce, being able to create, you know, and it's mine, it belongs to me, it's something that I started, I'm doing it, and I'll never give it up like that. So it doesn't matter how much money the man makes like that, though I would be likely to marry a man that is wealthy. I would still not give up my job. I spoke to you all about that a couple of weeks ago, that I stated that I would even keep my own home. I would be, because I don't like to feel dependent. I talked about that the entire 5 years I've been on the tube and on the podcast. I do not like to feel that I am dependent. Because if I feel that I'm dependent, especially financially, I feel that I'm controlled and I'm having to go to the beat of somebody else's drum. I have to have my freedom. I don't like that, though I am traditional. But I am most definitely modern traditional like that. So I have to have my own. I can't be dependent upon him like that. So I will still be working. And if he's wealthy, and most men, those of you that are wealthy, or women that you are married to wealthy men, or you have you're a live-in romantic partner to a wealthy man, that for me, that is committed. For me, committed is you're living in the home with the person, or you're legally married to them. I look at that as committed. Now, you're sharing your lives together in that way. Now, men, correct me if I'm wrong, usually like to take care of their women. They like to treat their women. I guess it would be I call it un subsidio. It would be un regalo, like that. I would assume that that's the way you could call it also. Like, the man likes to take care of his woman. He likes to provide her for her. He likes to do things for her like that. Usually, when it's a wealthy man, he will be taking care of the expenses of the home life that would already be taken care of. And he would have his wife, or his living romantic committed partner, living there. She would have her own business or her own job, her own career, and able to take care of herself personally, her personal gustos, like that. Now, and whatever else she decides to do with her money, saving it, investing it, like that, whatever. And he would be mantenido of the expenses that are related to the home life, as opposed to when you have maybe two middle-class people that they would share that responsibility together like that, because it wouldn't be too far off how much they're making. And I'm talking, that's a middle-class man is different than an upper-middle-class man, and a wealthy man is different than a middle-class situation, romantic situation. Now, because middle class is when it's going to take to maintain a lifestyle like that, when it's going to take to pay the mortgage, or sometimes with the upper middle class and the wealthy, that homes cannot have a mortgage. They can be already bought and paid for. With middle class is taking two incomes like that. So I'm not speaking of that. I'm speaking more of upper middle class and then wealthy. So with wealthy, it would be the home is already paid for, or the man, the wealthy person that is already wealthy, it has all that already taken care of. Now, so the woman would be there with her own career, her own business, her own status, you know, that she is very proud of, and that she was most definitely continuing because it's a part of who she is. And one would not willingly give up a leg or arm like that. So it's like that. So it would be where, and I hope you all can hear me clearly because I'm kind of leaning back. So it would be about where, with those types of situations, and the subsidio mensual is, or regalo mensual, and if the man proposes that, well, it's not because I don't think, come from his perspective, it's not because I don't think that you could take care of you well. You've done that before you even let eyes on me, even though I'm wealthy, and I could take care of you better. Okay, like that. Okay, so, but you're doing a great job. Now, so you've done a magnificent job. That's from the man's perspective. But because I'm your man, and I like doing things for you also, you don't have to worry about any type of bills. I already have that handled. It will continue to be handled the way it was before I met you. Like that, because I also have to have somewhere to live. And I already have that is already cemented in how I conduct my own business. I'm speaking from the man's perspective. Men, I can completely be wrong. And you could be like, girl, you're off the damn mark. Or you could be like, you're right. Thumbs up. Okay. So all women that are in relationships, married to or committed, living in a relationship with a wealthy man, a healthy relationship. Not a relationship where she's complaining, well, if you're with a wealthy man, you're going to be lonely because he's working and a lot of his time is filled with work. Well, if you're a healthy woman and you have your own business and you have your own career and you have your own life, a lot of your time will be filled in with work also equally. And both of you will be having to make sure that you're prioritizing that relationship. Not only if you're a woman that doesn't have anything going on, and you want to center yourself around a man, will you be worrying about him working and all his time going to work? Because I could think of a million things that I could get done while he is working, and I'm glad he has his own work to babysit him, and I don't have to do it. And I could be completely wrong. So let's get back. So the man is like, well, it proposes this. Because this is what's going to be proposed. Well, I know you like doing things for yourself and you're independent, but I want to do things for you as your man. So I will, instead of you coming to me asking me for money, because you know that I have it, I'm wealthy, this is the man. And instead of you coming to asking me, this is what we're going to do at the offset of this relationship as it begins. I'm going to give you this monthly and you can do with it whatever you want to do with it like that. So do you agree on this number? And he slides a number across the table to you. And you look at the number and you're like, yeah, I agree with it. Or you're like, you write something down and you slide it back to him. So you two are under negotiation. And he's like, okay, this is the number that's going to be set. We're in agreement. We're compromising. But if you go over that amount, you only can come to me once during the month and ask for more, and you have to tell me the reason that you went over and you're needing more, and it has to be a reason above and beyond I spend it all on getting my nails done. Like that. And you're going to be like, okay. And then he's going to be like, well, and I'm going to pay for all the trips, all of our vacations. I'm, of course, going to buy you gifts on your birthday. I'm, of course, going to be paying for the dinners and all of that stuff that we're going to be doing together and that I'm treating you to. And that's not going to make me feel any less than I'm still going to feel quite independent. It's not going to make me feel that I'm dependent on him. It's not going to make me feel less than a woman. It's going to make me feel that I'm with the man that I'm supposed to be with, and that matches me. And that does everything that I was doing for myself, that I was doing quite well, but he's an extension of that because sometimes two people are better than one. And I'm going to love him all the more for it. So, men, what do you all think about that? Le das a tu esposa un subsidio mensual? Y qué piensa usted de acuerdos prenupciales? And are you thinking your angelic karma, you're off the mark? Or you're kind of hitting it, or you hit it dead on? Until next time, that's my take on it. Bye.